Rev Rafi Wolf was mishamish by Rev Shach for many years, and he put out a sefer of different zechroinus and things that he saw personally by Rev Shach. And he writes the following story. One time, a bacher learning in yeshiva came in to ask Rev Shach that he's a bacher sitting and learning, and he doesn't have time to do the mitzvah of gemilas chasadim, the mitzvah of chesed. And we know that chesed is such a central, important mitzvah. So he wants to know, he asked Rav Shach, that he happens to have a musical talent. He plays an instrument very well. And there's an old age home, not so far away from the yeshiva. So he's asking Rav Shach if maybe he should take time off from yeshiva and go play the instrument to cheer up the elderly people and therefore be mekayim the mitzvah of gemilas chasadim of chesed. So Rav Shach told him very strongly, absolutely not. And listen to what Rav Shach explained. He said, you are missing the boat, Rav Shach said. A bacher in yeshiva thinks that in order to fulfill the mitzvah of chesed, he has to go out of the walls of yeshiva and do chesed somewhere else? He said, there is so much chesed for a bacher to do in the walls of yeshiva. How many bachrim are there in a yeshiva that feel like they don't have friends? How many bachrim are there in a yeshiva that feel depressed because they feel like they're out of the clique, like they're not part of the chevra? How many bachrim are there that are struggling that they don't understand the Rebbe's share? He says, you're in a place that's like a gold mine to do chesed. You have to go look to take an instrument to go visit for elderly people to do chesed, which is a gevaldik mitzvah. He said, there's so much chesed that needs to be done in a yeshiva that only a bacher that's part of the yeshiva has the ability with his friends to do that chesed. I want to share with you a story. A brother-in-law of mine told me many years ago, when he was in 8th grade, there was a boy in his class that was teetering, he had problems in the yeshiva. And one day, my brother-in-law was walking and he bumped into this friend, and the friend said, that's it, I'm finished with yeshiva, I'm not going back anymore. So he said, why, what happened all of a sudden? So he said, because by recess today, I was talking with a few boys, some kind of random discussion, and I said my opinion about something, and one of the boys turned to me and said, who are you? Your opinion is worth nothing. And I saw all the boys accepted that. So he said, if my opinion is worth nothing among the boys in yeshiva, I don't belong in yeshiva anymore. And he left yeshiva. And this boy, Nebuch, went off the derech. Rather, Baruch Hashem, he came back now, years later. But the point is, if somebody feels like he's not wanted, like he's not accepted, like he's not part of a chevra, that's mamish, like we spoke about so many times, for all different people. A person feels, oy chavrusa, oy misusa. Either I have people that respect me, or it's not worth me. I feel like no point in my life over here. Nobody gives me covet. Nobody gives me respect. The new school year is starting. This is something that every parent should give over to their sons and to their daughters. That the greater you think about doing chesed, you have to join an organization. Remember this message from Rav Shach. Don't run now. When you're in school, the real chesed is not to run to the organizations. The real, that's extra, extra chesed. But the real obligation of chesed on someone who's in school is to be makariv and bring close people in school that don't have friends. Whether it's a boy, whether it's a girl. And fakert, people should tell their children, especially if Hashem gave you the gift of being charismatic and of being popular. If Hashem gave you that gift, use that gift the correct way. And that is bring those people that are not part of a clique, that are not part of that chevra. Use the gift that Hashem gave you. Use the charisma that Hashem gave you. Use the being popular that Hashem gave you to draw those people close and give them an injection of life, of chias, that they should feel part of it. And I'll end with this. Everyone should impress on their sons and daughters that, like we always know and we said over many times, the most famous Baal Shem Tov, Hashem Tzilcha, Hashem is your shadow. The same way a shadow goes back exactly what you do, the shadow goes back to you. We've said over a number of times, the Baal Shem Tov said, Hashem does mida keneged mida. Exactly how you act to other people, that's how Hashem acts back to you. So impress this on your sons and daughters. that Hashem gave you charisma now, Hashem made you popular now, but the way you treat other people, that's how Hashem, whether it's in the short term or whether it's in the long term, that's how Hashem is going to make other people act back to you. It may not be this year, it may be next year, it may be in 3 years, but these things are always going to come back to you, midah k'neged midah. So may we all be zeichet to always draw everybody else close, and in that schos, Hashem should make sure that it pay us back, that everyone should always draw us close.